Hi, everyone. We're back. You're listening to Positive Living, and I'm Patricia Raskin, and this is a specially pre-recorded program for you. I'm very fortunate to have on the world-renowned guest, Jack Canfield, co-creator of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. He's the author of the brand new book, You've Gotta Read This Book. That's the title. And the subtitle is 55 People Tell the Story of the Book That Changed Their Life. And Jack is the co-author of this book, Jack Canfield and Gay Hendricks. And Jack has been on over 600 radio shows and 200 television shows, including Oprah, 2020, The Today Show, and CNN. His Chicken Soup for the Soul series has 80 titles with over 80 million copies in over 39 languages. He is founder of the Self-Esteem Seminars and has led workshops and given talks to over 1 million people in every state of this country and in 20 countries. Welcome back, Jack.
My pleasure.
All right. You know, I have to tell you, when I started this work, I started 25 years ago. I came from education and psychology up in the North Shore of Boston. I know you're from that area.
Yeah,
and I started on cable TV, and it was just starting. You know, it was a pioneer in those days, you know, with public access. And I started my show, Positive People. In the last 25 years, I've done that, and I've gone on to Fox and PBS affiliates. In the last 10, I've gone on to radio. And recently, in the last 5, I now have another program on the air on the Internet, on voiceamerica.com, and you're on that show with me today as well. And I started that as a pioneer when the Internet was just beginning 5 years ago. And, you know, people said to me, Jack, they said, you're crazy. Nobody wants to hear this stuff. You know, you're being a Pollyanna. Everyone wants negative sensationalism, and you'll never make it. And I hung on all these years, and you know what? People want to hear this material.
Yeah, people want to be uplifted. People want to be inspired. People want to have their courage affirmed. They want to be loved, and they want to go out there and take the risks and make life happen. And many of the stories in this new book, You've Got to Read This Book, literally are stories about people who persevered in the face of everyone telling them it couldn't happen. The fourth story in the book is by a man named Jim McLaren. I'm watching Oprah one day, and I see this guy. He's a quadriplegic. He's in a wheelchair. He can move his arms just a little bit, not much, enough to read, maybe turn the pages of a book, but that's about it. And in 1985, he was 22 years old, living in New York. He had graduated from Yale. He was an All-American football player and lacrosse player, and he was an actor, and he was down there pursuing his acting career. He's riding his bike, and he gets hit by a truck. And literally, he wakes up, and he's lost a leg. And he was, like, devastated. How's he going to be an actor with no leg? How's he going to be an athlete? He's enjoyed sports his whole life. Well, all the doctors said, you know, give it up. You know, you're going to have to, like, change everything you want to do in life. And he said, no, I'm not. He decided that he wanted to learn how to run with a false leg, and he developed that. Then he ran in triathlons. He swam. He biked. He ran. And 8 years later, he was the fastest one-legged man in the world, breaking all records. And then he was in a triathlon in San Diego, and he got hit by a van that was somehow got out onto the racetrack, flung him across the street off his bike into a signpost, hit his head, and broke his neck. Now he was a quadriplegic.
Oh, my God.
Once again, they said, you'll never be able to do anything meaningful. Give it up. But he has actually gone to Pacifica Graduate School, getting his PhD in psychology. He's writing a book. He's on television shows. He's doing therapy with people. And the key is, you never let anyone else tell you what you can't do. When we came out with Chicken Soup for the Soul, when we wrote the book, 144 publishers turned us down. They said nobody reads short stories. Nobody was going to like the title. It's stupid. And, you know, it took us a year to find a publisher. And now that first book has sold over 10 million copies in 41 languages around the world. So you never want to give up on your dream or let anyone else determine what you can do, because everyone's path is individual. And sometimes I think we're being tested almost by the gods of the universe, the ones who have the rewards. They're going, okay, how serious are you? If you're really serious, we'll pay off. But if you're not, then go away.
You know, of all the people that I've interviewed, and, you know, it's from celebrities to authors to experts, what I find is many of them have similar stories where they have struggled with something, whether it's a disease or whether they've been through a misfortune, and that's what makes them the expert in what they're writing about.
Yeah. There's a woman in our book named Amelia Antonetti, and she now has a company called Soapworks, and they make hypoallergenic, non-toxic cleaning products distributed all across America. And how that started for her, she had a son, and every Tuesday this son would just, like, almost die. And she took him to the hospital, and, you know, she just did everything. They did tests. No one could figure out what was wrong with him. And finally they said, he's just going to be weak. He'll probably die before he's 7 years old. Forget it. But she noticed that she started keeping a journal. It was every Tuesday he would just get worse and worse. And then the rest of the week he was not healthy, but he wasn't that bad. And she realized Tuesday was when she cleaned her house. That's when the ammonia came out, the chlorine came out, all of the cleaning, you know, the synthetic ingredients that were in the products. And so she just took an experiment. She threw everything out, and all of a sudden his illness stopped.
Interesting.
And here was a mother saying, oh, my God, you know, it's the toxins in these these products. And so she decided to start a company called Soapworks. Mm. Everybody told her no one would buy it. She'd never find distribution. She had no experience as a business person. Mm-hmm. And yet she went for it. And today, you know, she's got a multi-million dollar company because she didn't give up.
Unbelievable. All right, Jack, we have about a minute left. If people get one thing out of this interview today, and you've got to read this book, 55 People Tell the Story of the Book That Changed Their Life, and all of the success principles and all of the other books that you've written and talks you've given, what's your message?
My message is you can have, do, and be anything you want in life. But in order to do that, you're probably going to have to change, because if you were able to achieve that with who you currently are, it would have already showed up. So whether it's taking workshops, listening to CDs, listening to your radio show, reading books, get involved in growing yourself. And if you do that, as all the people in this book that we're writing about did, then you can literally create miracles.
Thank you so much, Jack. Tell us how people can get a hold of your book and your website.
They can go to any major bookstore, all the big chains like Borders and Barnes & Noble and so forth. They can also go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Mm-hmm. Most of your local bookstores will have it. If not, have them order it for you. And we have a book website called IlluminationBookCommunity.com. That's IlluminationBookCommunity.com.
Okay.
And there, in addition to getting the book, you can also join a chat group about the book. We're going to have author interviews with all the different people in this book. It's going to be a very exciting community of people who love books.
Illumination Book. Do that
community.
Again. IlluminationBookCommunity.com.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Jack Canfield, for being on this program.
You're so welcome. Thank you
Thank
for doing
you.
This for the world.
Thank you so much. Stay on the line for a minute. My guest has been Jack Canfield. He is the world-renowned motivational speaker as well as the founder and co-author of the New York Times best-selling Chicken Soup for the Soul series. His book is You've Got to Read This Book, 55 People Tell the Story of the Book That Changed Their Lives. Thank you so much, Jack, again for being on the program.
You're welcome.
Next week's guest is Sharon Jeffers, author of The Cards of Destiny, a birthday book and daily divination guide. Sharon is an internationally known life advisor, author, and third-generation clairvoyant who has worked with thousands of people from around the world and from all walks of life. She will discuss how the daily cards in the book contain the keys to humankind's destiny with its sacred cards and symbols, and she will give listeners insights into their own life and personalities. Folks, it's always such an honor and pleasure to be with you each week. You can listen to the archive programs that are on Voice America, the Positive Living programs, go to the host name, Patricia Raskin, and all of the shows done to date are there. Also, you can log on to my website, RaskinResources.com, and you can get a copy of my book, Pathfinding 7 Principles for Positive Living, which is now in revision. You can write to me at any time at Patricia@RaskinResources.com with suggestions for programs, with questions. I'm doing this program because I believe so much in positive thinking and positive living. I've been doing this work for 25 years, and I believe that you can have the success and the love and the happiness that you want, and you can make your dreams come true. Until next week, I'm Patricia Raskin. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Positive Living with Patricia Raskin, a catalyst for positive change. For an autographed copy of Patricia's new book, Pathfinding, 7 Principles for Positive Living, log on to RaskinResources.com and tune in next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, right here on VoiceAmerica.com.